Hey, let's begin. It's Minister Tyson Davis with Let's Chop It Up. Hey.
Minister Tyson Davis with Let's Chop It Up. And today, this week, I would say, today we're going to talk about the question that probably many of us ask: what happens after we die? As part of the Christian faith, I have learned that we go up to heaven. Well, let me be more specific: the Protestant Christian faith, we arrive for the day of judgment, and we hope and we live right here on earth, so our name can be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a big old book with a whole bunch of names that God has. And if your name's not written down, well, let's just say you ain't gonna be too happy. But we were having this topic today with a group of my friends, and you know, it was amazing to see a different point of view. You know, you had a Christian, and I had an atheist, and you had a what I call spiritually awakened person, and it was just beautiful. So we were talking about it. One person believed in reincarnation. That I will probably believe everything except reincarnation. I mean, I'll take rather you sleep forever before I take reincarnation, because that's just weird. I refuse to come as a cat or a dog. But, you know. Another atheist, you know, the atheist in the group that I was discussing with, believes you just die, you know? And they believe science. Science is their religion, in a sense. And it was a beautiful conversation. And, you know, my friend, who I call spiritually awoken, she said, it's nice how you say something and we say something and we both come together. And I said, that is nice. But what happens, you know? I was watching a video on Betty White. If anybody doesn't know Betty White, just think about the Golden Girl, the stupid Golden Girl. Well, she wasn't. Yeah, the stupid Golden Girl. Well, I wouldn't say stupid, but I want to say stupid. The stupid Golden Girl. And Betty White's mother, you know, Betty White gave us a story about her mother and how she had a good approach to death. And it was amazing. She said her mother, whenever somebody, a loved one died, she said, you know, we don't really know what happens when we die, but when a person dies, they know the secret. So every time a loved one in Betty White's family would die, her mother would say, that person knows the secret. I think that's a wonderful way to express it. For a person who's frightened, but personally, I'm a minister in the Christian faith, I'm gonna give it to you like I'm gonna give it to you, you know. There, you live right, you know, live right, do what you need to do here, do unto others as Christ would have do unto you, which is treat you, basically respect yourself, respect others, love your neighbor, follow, you know, be a good Christian in a sense, and you will be straight. But there are different perspectives. You know, the Jewish community believe you, that's it, you're just done. My brothers and sisters from the Nation of Islam, who had a great talk today, believe that they're done. So what is death when you die? What happens when you die? That's a great question, and I'm really, I personally believe I know, but why do we have a fear of death? Why do we have a fear of death? You know, we complain all the time about how this world's so corrupt and how this world's so messed up and jacked. But when it's time for us to depart, we get all scared and, oh, why? But that always fascinated me. And it's kind of hypocritical. I used to say hypocritical. I say hypocritical because I don't say it as much as I used to. But I'm like, you complain about this world all the time. But yeah, when it comes to you leaving this world, then you get in a big old fuss. That's like me going into a restaurant, sitting in the restaurant, complaining about the restaurant, then complaining when I leave the restaurant. Like, what? Then being afraid to leave the restaurant. So what's up with that? What's really up with death? You know, I mean, what's the fear of death? And I will explain what I used to have and my fears of death. You know? And I'm glad that, you know, I was able to talk about this with my friends. Some colleagues, some teachers, some whatnot. But my teacher, the Most Reverend Marlene, Minister Marlene Davis, always teaches us is that death is but new life. So you shouldn't be afraid. Why? So ask yourself this question. Are you afraid of death? And if you are afraid of death, why? So, why are you afraid of death? Death to me is what the most Reverend Minister Marlene Davis teaches us is, she teaches that it's nothing but a new life. And that's why I'm not afraid of death. As I am recording, I am walking through my home, actually my backyard. I love being outside. Well, I love being outside with a purpose. I just don't like standing outside doing absolutely nothing. And I'm outside in my backyard walking. I like my backyard. I live in Tampa. It's always hot. Not from Tampa, though. But, I enjoy discussing these things with people because, you know, I want to hear your point of view. And it's important for me to understand your point of view because my job as a minister is to spread the gospel. But, as well as that, I have to also understand that, I have a responsibility to get an understanding. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. So it is my job to get an understanding. And I take that very seriously. I try to get an understanding with everything. But that's what I try to do. But I asked, why are you afraid of death? And my spiritually broken friend said, she said, yeah, of course, reincarnation, that's what she believes. She said, I believe we get reincarnated. She said, we possibly could be reincarnated. My atheist friend, my friend who is atheist, he believes that, he said, I don't know what happens, but if I burn in hell, I'll be fine with it. I mean, hey, all the fun people there, I said. And that's something I don't joke with because I am a Christian. Because I don't want to see anybody that I love or am a friend with go in eternal damnation and suffering. So, I cannot possibly I can't let you say that. That wouldn't be a Christianly of me to say. And I would not say it. I don't want anyone to go to hell. I believe saying go to hell is to me, far more disrespectful than saying hate you or something of that nature. I think it's terrible. But I just feel as though is when you die, there's a fear of death. And, you know, had a lot of people pass away this past year. And it was rough because two of my aunts went to be with the Lord. They passed away, and my granduncle and another cousin, but he was more of an uncle. We called him Uncle Howard, and a lot of people left, just been leaving, and that's something I've been thinking about. But I think death, the fear of death, comes with lack of faith. That's what Minister Marlene teaches us. She said fear of death is one of the reasons it comes with a lack of faith. She said, if you know who you are in Christ, as Christians, if we know who we are, we should not be afraid of death. One, she said, it's the people who do not believe are supposed to be afraid, but you do have Christians who fear because, you know, that is a result of lack of faith. But for the people who are not, you know, Christians, she believes you have a right to be afraid. You have a right to have questions, and there's nothing wrong with questions. I think that's fascinating about the human mind, but adding on to what I was saying, I don't believe that saying go to hell is appropriate, but it's not appropriate. But I'm not afraid of death. I actually asked God to assist me with that, and He did. He gave me a dream. He gave me a very interesting dream. He gave me a very interesting dream. I asked him, I said, I want to know how it is to die. And he said, okay. And I don't remember if I asked a week before, but I asked. I'm sweeping my patio, not my patio, but I'm sweeping something. I'm outside sweeping this place off. That's what you hear, sleeping noise. But, you know, and then I asked him, I said, hey, I want to know how it is, you know, to die. I was just curious. I want to know how it feels. He said, okay. I had a dream. I knew it was a dream. But the fear was still there. I was in a hospital bed and everything. And if these animals don't be quiet, I'm going to get a machete and start hacking. But yes, I was in a hospital bed and had a machine and it was all this craziness, and I was just like, what? And then there was a hospital, you know, I'm surrounded by people, I don't know who they are, but one of them called me dad, and I'm just like, okay, well, at least I got kids in this. And I saw another very beautiful woman. I said, that could be my wife, but it could be my daughter, so let me not start doing stuff up in here. So, you know, and I knew that I was dying because it just felt a lot of weight on my shoulders. And it was quite interesting on how this weight was. It was just like somebody was pressing on my chest. And it was just as if it was in a deep sleep. I was going to a deep sleep. And I heard the beeping of the equipment going in the background. I heard the flat lining. And then it was just bam, dead. And I was like, wow. And then I woke up, shot up and woke up, and I said, oh God, thank you. And I was no longer afraid. So I am no longer afraid of death because of the experience I've had. And what that taught me was that's how I'm going to go out. Even if that's not how I'm going to go out, I'm still not afraid. Just the fact that I believe I had a divine experience with that, in a sense. But hey, you never, you know, you don't know. You do not know. It's always, good to ask questions. Nothing wrong with asking questions. And I was speaking with someone, and they said, I am petrified of death. And I was watching an interview with some of the Golden Girls, you know, and Betty White was saying that one of the actresses who played them was terrified of death. You know, she absolutely hated graveyards, death. And the thing about the Golden Girls is that they were around death scenes all the time, because, you know, it's about age and being old and all that stuff. So they're around death all the time, in a sense. So it was very interesting how, you know, all that played out. And she was just afraid. And that's kind of, you know, but it's kind of interesting to see that you play a character that is approaching death, but you yourself are afraid of it. And I think that's very, very interesting. Find that extremely interesting, and I just hope that if you are afraid of death, ask yourself, why are you? Is it that you have no religious beliefs and you just, you know, don't believe it? Or is it that you are Christian and you have a lack of faith? And if so, you need to pray for faith. And we're having a whole episode on faith coming up. And I can't wait, because that's something that my teacher, Most Reverend Minister Marlene Davis, loves to talk about, faith, because faith is important. There are so many scriptures in the Bibles that speaks of faith. Through faith, by grace and through faith, we are saved by Jesus Christ. You know, through faith, we are saved. By grace, we are saved, and through faith. So grace saved us, but through faith, it had to happen. It was faith that pushes us all, you know. And one thing I was discussing that's hard to believe is faith is extremely important. Faith is extremely important. Very important. It is, you know, the Apostle Paul in the Bible goes and speaks heavily on faith. And so does the prophet Muhammad in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, and they go heavily on faith. Because it is faith that we lean on, and faith in our God. So, you know, and I was telling someone, I said, here's the problem with a lot of people nowadays. They don't want faith. They don't want to have faith. And you can, and here's the thing. It, no matter what you do, you know, you're always going to have your crossings with faith. Because everything from you eating to you sitting down involves faith. Everything. And you just have to accept it. Because if you don't accept it, you know, your life will be probably a tad bit more difficult. But once you accept it, you know, you will be more better. When you realize that you have to have faith to sit in a chair. Everything small, I mean, it's important. I mean, the Bible says, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these things are love. But if the greatest is love, because, you know, the Bible goes for it, God is love, but you're still adding faith, hope. You're still adding faith and hope to, you're still adding faith and hope to the equation. So you're signifying that faith, hope, that faith is still important by saying faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these things are love, but you're still saying, hey, faith is still important. You still need faith with hope, with love, in order to keep going on. So yes, you have to remember faith is important. If you sit on a chair, as I was saying earlier, if you sit on a chair, you have to have faith that chair will be able to sustain you. You have to have faith that chair will do what it's supposed to do. My friend who's atheist, he said, well, what if I do the calculations and make sure it's with perfect steel and perfect measurements and perfect this and perfect that, and I do this and the probability is... I said, you have to have faith in your calculations. There's a difference between trusting and having faith. Having faith is doing something and you can't see it. Trusting is doing something that you have seen. So, for example, trust is, I've seen you've cleaned up well around the house, so I'm going to give you a car. I'm going to give you a car because I know you'll take care of it. Because you take care of your room, you take care of the house. But I give you a car and say, I haven't seen you at all. I have faith that you will take care of this car. I have faith. I've never seen you do nothing. I've never watched you operate, but I have faith that you have that you can take care of this car. That's what faith is. Trust is seeing. Faith is not. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So we have to remember that faith is a huge part of it. But we're not going to go deep into that. But that is what you know usually happens. But death is new life, and the book of Revelation goes into deep content of what will happen. But I think people are just afraid of death because they don't really know. And nobody has come back to tell you how exactly is like. Nobody has come back. And it's quite, you know, amazing, you know, that, you know, people are so petrified. Not petrified. I'm not going to use this word in a minute. I want to Google that word, then I'm going to use it again, because I feel as though I use this word so much, I feel as though I'm using it incorrectly, but people feel so terrified of death, and then they, you know, are approaching it, and then they come to peace. I've met many older people that say, oh yeah, I used to be afraid of death, now I'm cool with it. Why? Because I am. A lot of people say, because I am. Some people say, God has blessed me. My great-grandmother, she says, I'm no longer afraid of death because I have my faith in Jesus Christ. And it's just whatever floats your boat. You don't need to be afraid of death. The only thing that you're supposed to fear for us Christians is God. For us Muslims, Christians, and Jews is God. That's the only thing we that's the only person and the only thing we are supposed to fear. And many of us need to get that through our thick skulls. But death is nothing to be afraid of. I don't believe death has anything to be afraid of. Death in itself. Now, judgment is a whole different ballgame if we're going religious, but judgment. So, concluding with everything, and concluding with what I've said, and ending my little drawn-out speech or lecture about death and why we're afraid of it and faith and how we all need faith, and how faith is with us every day. We're going to do another episode strictly on faith. And we want to look at the three primary religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, and how they operate through faith. And, you know, the three primary religions, because that's what I'm doing. But we will also look at also Buddhism and Hinduism. If anybody knows about Hinduism or Buddhism, please reach out. But that's to conclude, death is nothing to be afraid of. If you are afraid of death, you need to come to terms with yourself and say, hey, why am I afraid? And once you understand why you're afraid, okay, what can I do to cease this fear? Because fear will have you doing things you don't want to do. Fear, I love Star Wars so much, man. Star Wars nerds, I'm a Star Wars nerd. And Yoda said, you know, hate leads to fear. Fear leads to the dark side. And fear does lead to a lot of pain. Fear will make you do stupid stuff. No, he said, much fear. He said, Yoda said, fear leads to hate. Hate leads to, you know, evil. Evil leads to the dark side. You get the drift. Yoda talks in weird language. That's barely, I can remember what he said. But, you know, he said, fear leads to evil. People are afraid, so they do evil things. There's many examples. The white Southerners were afraid of certain things. And, you know, they were afraid of us succeeding. So they did what they thought was best, and they tried to pass Jim Crow laws because they were afraid if black people got in power, they'd probably kill all white people or make sure they have no businesses or all of that. But, you know, fear leads to a lot of things. So if you have fear, get rid of it. Get rid of it. You don't need it. It's not worth it. And that's all for me. Minister Tyson Davis with Let's Chop It Up. Hey y'all, it's Minister Tyson Davis, and it's been real. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I want to thank God for letting me do this podcast. I want to thank God for my teacher, the most Reverend Mr. Marlene D. Davis. And join me next week for our talk about faith. We will be discussing about a couple different aspects of it, how we cannot avoid it, and how it is in our everyday lives. I love you all. May the peace of the Lord be with you. And join me next week, and let's chop it up. Hey, it's that time, Minister Tyson Davis Song of the Week, and today's Song of the Week is, drumroll please, Outstanding by the band Gap. You all have an outstanding day.